10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
I was initially not included in the core group of partners of the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering. So for me, the anecdotes are told for a period which is a bit less than 10 years. And I can say that it all started with an ice cream. Yes, because it happens that my wife has a ice cream shop in Oberwil, in Baselland, and that the coordinator of the NCCR MSC, Daniel Miller, has a passion for ice cream. So we very much randomly met each other, and we started discussing about science, possible projects, and we extended the circle of lovers of ice cream to other PIs who have been part of the NCCR MSC, like Martin Fussenegger, Barbara Freitlein, and other surgical clinical chiefs of a university hospital in Basel. And we discussed about possible translational projects, how to connect engineering molecules to medicine and clinical applications. So the outcome was some projects that were designed, thrilling, exciting projects that were then introduced, embedded into the NCCR program. I can mention a couple of these as highlights. So in the context of the molecular systems engineering NCCR, we started implanting patches of engineered cartilage that were previously only used for patients suffering from focal defects in the knee cartilage. So we started implanting them also in patients with degenerative osteoarthritic conditions. And now this program has managed to receive further funding, about 30 million Swiss francs from the European community, from the Swiss National Foundation, to continue. We also had previously investigated the potential to generate a bone marrow niche in an in vitro three-dimensional system to model interactions between stromal and hematopoietic cells. And thanks to the contribution of Barbara Treutlein and other scientists in the NCCR MSC, we introduced some novelties, for example, the use of iPS cells and the test of cells from patients with hematologic malignancies. And now this is has led also to interesting findings and to extension to analysis, including metabolomics and single-cell RNA sequencing. In the context of a MCCR molecular systems engineering, I've been exposed to very solid, exciting science, but also I was driven my attention to some soft aspects which are connected to science, including the ethical discourse, the attention against gender bias, the connection with art, and especially a friendly, engaging community that was facilitating and stimulating towards new development. So overall, I have a highly positive experience of these past years in the NCCR MSC. And some of the elements that have been developed in this context are now being considered as a nucleus to start maybe a new NCCR. And this is now being shaped. It's still requiring a lot of discussions, maybe a lot more ice creams. And I hope it will be finalized and it will represent the natural development of this molecular systems engineering.